Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 live in Phoenix, Arizona. I am Joseph J. Erdo, and across from me is Dave Isaac. Dave, welcome back from the year break there that you had.
Yes, I had a really good break.
Yeah, I was worried that you wouldn't make it back in and that you had your foot on something and you couldn't take it off of that.
Oh, that's right, and that leads into a great segue of...
Oh, you know what?
Mine.
Yes, mine. Mine opened up yesterday.
Mine over matter.
Locally here at the Harkins Shea and Harkins Superstition Springs. And it's also, I believe, on video on demand as well. And we are so honored to have, I believe from Italy, one of the writers and directors of the film, Fabio Guaglione. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks to you guys.
And Fabio, first of all, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Okay,
and probably less than more.
And Fabio, whereabouts are you calling in from?
Sorry.
Where are you located right now? You're in Italy, right?
I am in Milan, so north of Italy.
Wow, excellent. Well, I have to say that, you know, because we ran out of time in our last segment, so we didn't review it, but I have no problem reviewing it right in front of you. I love this movie. I'm giving it 4 stars. Basically, the setup here is that a soldier steps on a landmine, and he has to stand there for, at first, 52 hours, something like that, and then, you know, stuff happens, but... Wow, I love this movie. Armie Hammer stars, and I thought his performance was excellent. It's one of those single-setting thrillers. You know I love those movies. I named my duck after the movie Frozen, where they're stuck up on the ski lift. And
that's why you named them.
Like the movie. Yeah, but I mean, I like these single-setting thrillers, and this just nails it. Dave, don't you agree?
Well, I do agree, because I thought it was very intense from the beginning, very suspenseful. It sort of reminded me of Castaway a little bit, mm-hmm. sort of a solo type act. And it was such suspense, because he couldn't take his foot off the mine, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there were wild animals. There were a lot of dangers.
Yeah, you've got wolves. You got the enemies.
But
you got the sandstorm.
But about a quarter away, maybe halfway through, I realized this was a psychological thriller too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't quite realize that in the beginning, but it turned into a whole nother dimension. I thought there was a little spiritual type of flavor to it too, which made it. I think it gave it more substance, mm-hmm. and I thought it was very, if you like thrillers, and you just can't wait till the next scene, this mm-hmm. is your movie.
Well, emotional too, so very emotional. Yeah. You've got, you know, he's a soldier, he's got someone there who loves him, that's waiting for him at home, and of course something happens to his fellow soldier there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Fabio, is this an original idea of yours?
Yeah, wow. Thank you guys for all the talk. You know, it's really cool to hear, you know, that on the other side of the planet, you know, there's an American audience that is starting to watch the movie we worked on 3 years, and initial feedbacks are exciting. You know, so thank you.
Was any part of this movie or the idea for writing this movie, did anything similar happen to you in terms of the psychological aspects of it, or how did you get the idea to write this movie?
Well, it came to our minds for two reasons. Basically, the first was that we were developing some movies, some projects towards some big studios, but they never get real. So we said, okay, we have to think about one high concept movie that can be done without, in a contained budget, mm-hmm. that can be interesting, that can attract some A-list talent. You know, to play lead role, and that was rational side of that. But the other thing, we were literally stuck in the industry that for us at the time was like a minefield. And if you have seen the movie, you know, you're going to understand what I'm going to say. It's like we needed to make the next step, you know, in the industry. So we felt ourselves stuck in that way, and we were like, okay, we need to make the next step. So that's how more or less we decided to craft that idea.
And you know, Fabio, again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking about the new film, Mine. It's playing here locally at Harkin Shea and Harkin Superstition Springs. I gave it 4 stars. Dave, how many stars would you say?
I would give it, I'd say 4 also, four? Yeah, actually. Yeah.
It's a great film, great film. And, you know, of course, you have to have a fantastic lead actor in order to pull something like this off, where it's basically a one-man show. Fabio, you know, what did you see in Armie Hammer, who we've seen in other films, including Lone Ranger? What did you see in him that told you that he was right for this role, that he could pull this off?
Well, you know, the fun thing is that at the beginning, we were not so sure about him. You know, it was our producer, Peter Safran, you know, that said, you know, Armie Hammer read the script and he is really interested. And we were like, you know, the guy from Lone Ranger and Social Network, he's a good guy, but, you know, he's so handsome, he has so expensive, smiling California, you know. And it was like, guys, if Armie has been chosen to act in, you know, by people like Clint Eastwood, Derek Fincher, Guy Ritchie, I think you can have a confidence. And we felt so stupid. And we were like, okay, let's meet. And since the first meeting, it was clear for us that Armie was perfect for the role because he was so smart, he was so committed, he got the idea, and he was so hungry for acting and, you know, for changing himself. I mean, probably the first question we asked him was, are you going to shave your head? And it was like, yeah, of course. And we're like, okay, so we can talk. You know, because we really wanted to transform him and change him. So we thought, if we're going to choose him, it's going to be more interesting because he's not the obvious choice. And he has great talent as a pure actor. So he's going to make everything believable and everything entertaining. You know, on the set, it was amazing because even if Armie was chewing a bubble gum, we were, you know, like mesmerized on the monitor because he has that kind of thing that you want to watch him and, you know, you feel his feeling. So it was very important for us that the audience would relate to the character, even if for the first half of the movie we don't know basically anything about that soldier.
Yeah, he was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. too.
Really, yeah, he was.
Very very well-known actor. You know, I love hearing some of the great lines in movies, and there are several in your movie. More on the spiritual part, when they said even a wrong path will take you home. I thought that was sort of interesting.
That's my favorite line.
Oh,
that's
is it really?
Line of the movie.
I think it's really cool. Yeah. It really did make a great difference to have that substance in there with spiritual concepts. And always move on the next step, no matter how hard, take
kinda,
that next step.
It's kind of true. I mean,
it's a life. It's about life, you know. Yeah. And that I thought it was really well done. Great job, by the way. Just writing this whole movie was a nice, balance.
We made the choice, like, it's a risky movie because it starts like a high-concept thriller as a war movie, but then becomes survival, but then becomes drama, and then becomes, spiritual. So
absolutely.
I think this is, you know, for many journalists or reviewers, this was like, this movie is like, it's a mess. No, this happens. But audience are loving it because, you know, it's not cheesy. We try to do something melodramatic or moving or intense. And, you know, I don't know there, but here in Italy, it was a success. And I was in some of the screening and people cried, you know. So that was for us like a best, you know, award. You know, like seeing people, you know, getting emotional and crying and taking some lessons. Yeah, I know it's a simple lesson, but we wrote that movie probably because it's a lesson that ourselves learn every day. You know, life is so hard that it's so easy to get stuck because of fear, and you know, sometimes it's really yourself, and there's, you know, nothing to be afraid of. You know?
Now, I won't do a spoiler, but I'll just say this: I love the ending. Yeah. I won't say what it was, but I thought it wrapped it up. I thought
the very last shot. Oh, gosh.
Right.
Yes,
I really, really liked it a lot, and a great, perfect ending of healing, of making amends, of everything. It's all wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I watched it with two people that are very special to me, and all three of us were just in tears at one point. And you know, Dave, did you shed a few tears?
I'm not sure I did.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, I was definitely getting all choked up because you know you see the intensity that all this is having on him. I mean, imagine standing in one position for that long, and kneeling, and I mean, and I think it brings up a lot of thought and discussion. You know, would you be able to withstand this?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think if I knew someone was waiting for me that I really cared about, I would stay there in that position and I would do absolutely everything that I had to in order to survive.
It was amazing.
Yes,
truly amazing.
Yeah, you know, Fabio, you've got two thumbs up, two very, very strong thumbs up here
and
on Breakthrough Entertainment.
And probably Trisha, if she was on the line, I think she gives it a thumbs up as well.
Yeah, we love this movie, Fabio, and you had me from the beginning with the trailer because I love these types of movies anyway. Like I'm sure you're familiar with movies like Buried and Frozen, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and so that, you know, I love these single setting thrillers, and you know, just absolutely gripping. I'm so thrilled about this movie. What's coming up next for you, and any other projects that you're able to share with us?
Well, you know, we're trying to several things. We're trying to set up a slate of low budget movie that we're going to write and produce, and probably the first one we're going to shoot it this fall. And obviously, we're writing our next movie as directors. And it's interesting because while we're working on that, mine is going to be released after Italy in any country. So now U.S., next week U.K., and then, you know, Brazil and then Germany. And then so it's interesting to understand how it's going to be, you know, received by different people and different culture. I mean, I'm really curious to see how it's going to be received in Asia, you know, like, because I think we made a really Asian movie in a certain extent, you know, and the fun thing is that here in Italy, many people said, oh, you made some kind of an American movie, and in the U.S., many people are saying, oh, this is really European, so we're kind of mixing up elements, because, you know, we grow up watching American movies and Japanese cartoons, so probably, and watching movies, you know, like from Sergio Leone, you know, so we're mixing up these elements and we're giving birth to this unique movie. And I love the fact that people hate it or love it. So I think it's interesting, you know.
Well, and one of the lines, I'm sure Dave's going to love this because he loves recalling the lines, you know, why are you here? Remember when he was
why are you here?
And
yeah.
You know, it's like, so I mean, just
it was gems.
We can't say too much about the movie because there's so, and the trailer gives away a few surprises, but gosh, you've got to see this movie. And I love that it's on video on demand, so we can reach a higher number of our listeners. That you know, if you're not near one of these theaters that's showing it, but if you can see this on the big screen, if at all possible, go to Harkin Shea, go to Harkin Superstition Springs, check this out on the big screen, and you're just transported, and just it grips you for an hour and a half or so, and wow. I just thank you so much for making this movie, Fabio.
Wow, guys, now I am crying, you know? Thank you.
Well, you made us cry, so it's only fair.
Yeah.
Well, Fabio Guaglione, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for making this movie. Everyone, go out there and see Mine. It is just outstanding. 4 stars from me, 4 stars from Dave. Probably, I don't know from Trisha, but she'll let us know.
I think 4, yeah.
And just outstanding. Yeah. My pick of the week this week.
And thank you very
much,
Fabio.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Yeah, we'll talk
Sleep
soon.
Well.
Wow, very cool.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Ciao, ciao.
Yes, nice.
I want to go to Italy.
Me too.
When?
Some nice food. Spaghetti.
Oh, I love spaghetti.
Spaghetti, me
pizza,
too. Pizza,
salad.
Pizza.
Eric, you want to go?
Sure.
All right.
I can't wait. When are we going?
I'd say tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. All
we'll
right.
Meet with Fabio. That'd be fabulous.
But it is really a great movie. I'm so glad that, and I love these types of movies anyway, but I was just very blown away.
He's a big star, isn't he?
Armie Hammer? Yeah, yeah, he's just, wow.
Huge.
Yeah, wow. He did a great job in this
role
as well.
No doubt about it, yeah.
And
the girl was cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jenny.
Yeah, what do you say?
Oh, but Dave, they were arguing and stuff. Dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we don't want to reveal too much.
Well, they better call in at 10:40, talk relationship.
Well, we'll push it back a few minutes because we got a couple other movies
but
to talk
anticipate.
About.
Anticipate.
Yes.
602. What's the number?
602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480.
Let us know some relationship questions or things
maybe
you're contemplating.
Maybe you have some problems.
Are you going to get married? Do you want to get married? What are your beliefs about the opposite sex?
Maybe you're looking for someone. You want some advice?
Not opposite of sex, but the opposite sex.
Yes. Well, yeah, okay.
You know
and also I mean. join us on social media on our webcam feeds at Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope and at David Isaac on Facebook Live. You can share your questions and comments on there.
Start getting
as well.
Those questions.
Yes.
Going.
And after the break, before we get to all that, we'll talk a little bit about Tim Timmerman and Aftermath. But here is another song from mine.
Mine.
And again,
not yours.
Yes, it's not yours. It's mine. And this
is
the theme from mine. And as you can tell, it is a very emotional movie.
Emotional movie. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM. APHS.
Is she going to be waiting for me when I get home?
I don't think so. I've already gone out with her. I don't think she told you. And we'll be right back after this break. We'll be right back.